It's The Record on KUOW Seattle. I'm Bill Radke. Since Donald Trump's election, a sanctuary movement has started at hundreds of college campuses around America. The aim is to protect undocumented students and staff from immigration enforcement. At Eastern Washington University near Spokane, a sanctuary petition there calls for the university to protect students' identities and refuse to cooperate with deportations. We asked a student at Eastern what a sanctuary campus would mean to her. She is undocumented, so we are not using her name.
Hello, I'm a junior here at Eastern Washington University, and I came to the U.S. when I was 5 years old from Mexico. What I like about EWU is that they do a great job to be able to create that Eagle family when you come to Eastern. They also offer resources that any student can use, like the Writing Center, the library. If EWU becomes a sanctuary campus, to me personally would be a relief to not have to worry and stress about if my education would be taken away from me at any time. The sanctuary campus petition that came out, that keeps us safe and be able to pay attention to our studies instead of having to worry, you know, is this going to be my last day here at school? Is it going to be my last day here seeing my friends and families? Life on campus is different for undocumented students because there's things that happen to us that we can't tell anybody because there's nobody on campus that actually, you know, understands what we're going through. Like if a family member was deported, who we would talk to, if we need legal advice. And we have stories from other friends who say, oh, I've been to this department, you know, they weren't really friendly to undocumented students. We don't have somewhere we can go and feel safe. And so that's why I think it's a great idea to be able to create that multicultural center where there's at least a staff there that would be able to help. What I want more people to know is just to get educated about an undocumented person or undocumented student because there's a lot of myths out there and we're just trying to create a better life for our family. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to our stories.
Sanctuary petitions are also circulating on at least six other college campuses in Washington, including UW, WSU, and Whitworth. This story was produced by KUOW's Liz Jones, who joins us now to talk more about these campus efforts. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Bill.
So we just heard from a student at Eastern Washington University about this sanctuary petition. How has that school's administration responded to the petition?
Yeah, well, the board took public comment from students and staff and faculty. They decided not to adopt the sanctuary label, but they did put out a statement, and they refer to Eastern as, quote, more than a sanctuary. And they outline kind of what that means. That means they have zero tolerance for harassment and discrimination. They protect the safety of all students, regardless of their immigration status. And they protect their students' information. That means their immigration status or their personal ID. They keep that private. Eastern Washington University police also don't ask for a person's immigration status when they have interactions. That's the same as at the UW campus here. The petition, though, calls for Eastern to actively refuse to comply with immigration on raids and deportations. The board responded they have no legal power to block ICE from campus, so they can't meet that request. The petition also calls for an office to support undocumented students, a multicultural resource, as we heard the student say, but the board didn't really address that specific request there.
And there are something like 200 petitions like this going on now around the country. Are they basically the same petition?
It's interesting. There's a student at Pomona College in California that's been tracking all of these. He's made a spreadsheet with links to every single petition so far. And he's also provided a template or a guide. So there is some boilerplate there for sure. But there's a range of what these petitions include, from staff training on how to work with immigrant and refugee students or what their specific issues might be, requests for stricter data retention and destruction policies on campuses, and other ways to ensure student IDs are protected. Several are asking for this kind of resource center or a safe place where undocumented students can go and meet and talk about issues. They cite the UW often as a model for that. We have that here on the UW campus. But at the core, they're all asking for one thing, and that is for officials not to cooperate with federal immigration agents on deportations and enforcement.
Right. And Eastern Washington's administration didn't seem to fully embrace that. How realistic is it to expect colleges to not cooperate with federal immigration?
Well, most schools have responded that they have no legal power to restrict agents, as we heard from Eastern, but they can do other things like refuse to share information, that type of thing. But Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the feds, they do have specific guidelines when it comes to what they call sensitive locations. And that includes schools and universities, also churches, hospitals, funerals, public marches and rallies. These are called sensitive locations.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah. So police say enforcement actions should not occur or not be focused on these sensitive locations, except in certain situations. So what does that mean? If it's an emergency, like a matter of national security, or there's a risk to someone's physical harm or to property, another situation might be if law enforcement actions lead them to a sensitive location, like someone is on the run, they're facing arrest and they're on the run, they end up on a campus, they're there. Or if agents get prior approval. So those are all situations where immigration would potentially move into a sensitive location. But the DHS memo, the federal memo, the purpose for it, they say, is to avoid unnecessary alarm in local communities.
And overall, how are college administrators responding to these petitions?
Yeah, this student at Pomona who I mentioned, he's also mapped this out. So there's a nice map to see. And the Chronicle of Higher Education has also reported on this. The majority of them, there's been no response yet. It looks like about 10 schools so far have said yes, we'll take that term sanctuary status or sanctuary campus. 4 said no, we don't support that term. And about 50 schools have responded kind of in the middle saying, we support the idea, we're not going to take that label of sanctuary though. And that's where most of the schools in Washington fall. So the University of Washington, Western, or Washington State University over on the eastern side of the state, they have committed to this idea. They've written letters of support outlining their values and resources for immigrant students, undocumented students, all students. But the sanctuary term kind of puts schools in a tricky position right now. It's a symbolic term, but it's also a lightning rod right now. We've heard President-elect Trump come out and say that he will block funding to sanctuary cities with similar policies. And there's a concern that could extend to college campuses also. And we're already seeing some lawmakers in other states taking this step. In Texas, the governor there has said he would cut funding for any schools with a sanctuary label. Lawmakers in Georgia and Arkansas made similar promises. And there is a bill in Congress right now called the No Funding for Sanctuary Campuses Act.
So, KOW reporter Liz Jones, what other impact have you seen these sanctuary campus petitions have on colleges here in Washington?
Yeah, I heard one example from the University of Washington. I spoke with Marisa Herrera. She is the executive director of community building and inclusion at the University of Washington. And she says these letters and petitions have already made a difference. They push students and staff to start talking about their issues and their priorities.
We want to make sure that our work is not in the shadows, that we're proud to come out in support of our students. That's what those letters were about. It was to say affirmatively that we are committed to inclusive space, not just on our respective campuses, but nationwide. We are coming together in solidarity, and our commitment, it's deep and it's personal.
So her point there is really that this helps them be ready for potential changes ahead, be organized, and be focused.
Filling you in on potential changes ahead, that's Liz Jones with KUOW's immigration team. Thank you, Liz.
You're welcome, Bill.
This is The Record on KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information.